My name is John Erling, and today's date is November 18th, 2022. Steve, would you state your full name, please?
Stephen Wayne Turnbow.
Your birth date?
September 26, 1945.
And your present age?
77.
And where are we recording this interview?
From my apartment here at Montero.
Here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Correct.
Where were you born?
I was born in Belleville, Illinois.
Let's talk about your parents. Your mother's name, her maiden name, and where she was born and grew up.
Her name was Sudie McAllister, her Slover, and she was from McAllister, Oklahoma. And then my father was Thomas Gerald Turnbow, and he was from Atoka, Oklahoma.
All right. I think that's so great that her parents gave her the name of McAllister.
She had a distant relative who was from the original McAllister family. So that's how that all came to be.
Oh, great. I guess it wouldn't work if that was her first name. They'd call her Mac.
Mac, that's right.
Well, describe her personality. What was she like?
Well, she was wonderful. She had a job. She was the cook. She cooked all the meals. She went to work every day. And in that era, having both parents work was not uncommon. And she was a hard worker and would help me as a kid develop. She got me in Boy Scouts and other things that helped mold me, if so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Your father's personality?
He was more of a quiet guy. He was an insurance adjuster for an insurance company. But he wasn't as outgoing toward the family as my mother was, not derogatorily, but he was just more of a loner.
Yeah. All right. You were born in Illinois.
Belleville.
So how does the family get to Oklahoma?
Well, Belleville was the home of Scott Airfield, and my dad was in the Army Air Corps. So that's how we were born there, or I was born there. And then eventually, when he got out of the service, he moved back to McAllister, Oklahoma, and he ran the American Legion building down there in McAllister.
Your first grade school?
Bache, Oklahoma.
Bache Elementary?
Yes.
And then how long were you there?
Oh, for probably 3 years, and then we moved to Tulsa.
And you went to which school?
McKinley.
All right. McKinley Elementary. So since you were a baseball player, I have to bring you back to when did baseball become of interest to you?
Well, 1 year I got a baseball glove from my uncle as a Christmas present. And that got me interested in baseball. And in those days, there weren't recreation centers or any of that. So you'd get up in the summer in the morning and you'd play baseball from morning till dark. And that's what we did. We had an empty lot nearby and we'd play baseball all day long.
Yeah. Pick sides, I suppose.
Yep.
With the bats.
Chews up a whole nine yards.
Right, right. That have to be fond memories for you.
Very fond memories.
Right. Were you excelling at any position at that time?
No, I was slow, but I was a left-handed thrower and a right-handed batter. So because I was a lefty, I wound up pitching more because there's not too many left-handed pitchers.
Right. Let's the name of your uncle who got you interested.
Bill Slover, Uncle Bill Slover.
Wow. I bet you thanked him a few times.
Yes,
for that,
I did. Yes, I did.
We need people like that in all our lives.
Yes,
to
we do.
Encourage us. Let's bring you back to about 8, 9, 10 years old, I suppose.
Yep.
Did you listen to baseball? Did you listen to radio back then?
Absolutely. I grew up listening to Harry Carey and the St. Louis Cardinals.
And let's see, at that time, was Stan Musial playing?
Number 6, Stan Musial, yes.
Who you idolized, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was a hit record about Stan.
Yes, it was. I got it. It was published by, I think, Phillips Petroleum, and I had the record. It has the 3,000th hit and how Harry Carey described it and all of that.
There's the stretch, the hesitation. Now the pitch. Low and the count is evened up. Two balls and two strikes. Dick Schofield would be next. A home run here would tie it up for hit number 3,000. A base hit would score a run. The Cardinals trail 3-1. We're in the sixth. Mo Drabowski getting set. Ready now. Two balls, two strikes. The hesitation at the belt. Now the pitch. Swung on, a high foul ball out of play. Into the left field corner. Two balls, two strikes. They're all scampering for the souvenir out there. Boy, I'd like to see him give somebody in those bleachers a souvenir. On hit number 3,000. Two balls, two strikes. Stan waits. Now the stretch from the belt. Here's the pitch. Line drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial around first! On his way to second with a double! Holy cow, he came through! Listen to the crowd! Time is called! Standing ovation! Frank Dascoli goes over to second base and gives him the ball. He throws it into the Cardinal dugout. Terry Moore has it. Here the photographers out on the field. The first man since Paul Wiener in 1942.
Wow.
It was great.
So then grade school, and how did schoolwork come for you? Were you interested in it, or was it easy for you?
It wasn't hard. Because of baseball, I knew I had to do good in school or my parents would not let me play baseball. So that was the motivation to do good in school.
Okay. So then out of McKinley, you went to where?
Well, Bell Junior High. And then from there to Whitney Junior High, we moved.
Okay.
And then to Nathan Hale High School.
All right. First of all, when did you graduate from Nathan Hale?
1963.
All right. Let's talk about your time at Nathan Hale. Were you involved in clubs, organizations, or were you?
Well, I was, interestingly enough, I was a member of the chess club, believe it or not. I liked chess. That was pretty much what I did.
Right. But you must have been playing baseball.
Played a little baseball. At Hale, I didn't play at Hale because that team was so good, I would have wound up sitting on the bench. So I didn't play there, but I played later for the same coach, Wally Knapp.
All right. Well, that's kind of surprising when our listeners hear what happened to you later on.